week. So still a lot of fallout from the regular season debut of the Death Star Sunday night. The city of Arlington was not too pleased with what went on Sunday night and the way the game was presented, the stadium presented. In fact, Robert Kluck, the mayor of Arlington.
Be careful.
After hearing Bob Costas call it the Palace in Dallas,
yes.
And then later after hearing Al Michaels call it Cowboys up by three in Big D, he picked up the phone, he called the NBC production truck and complained and reminded them that they were not in Dallas, that they are in Arlington. And a lot of people yesterday in the community of Arlington were very upset that the world considers this stadium to be in Dallas and that NBC kept saying Dallas and that everybody considers it Dallas. And there was even a small faction of people who were thinking about asking the Cowboys to change the name from the Dallas Cowboys to the Texas Cowboys or the Arlington Cowboys. Note to Arlington, you will never get credit for the Dallas Cowboys. They were in Irving forever, and they were still the Dallas Cowboys. And most of the time, people said Washington playing the Cowboys in Dallas, even though they were in Irving. It will always be referred to as Dallas, and they will always be the Dallas Cowboys. You just have to get used to it.
Yeah, I don't blame him for being the squeaky wheel, though, because I bet Irving had to do that in the early days, too.
I'd be pissed if I were them.
And
you shelled out all this money, and then you can't even get your city mentioned. It's so defeating.
And after a while, you know, it became commonplace to say Texas Stadium and Irving, you know, after a while. But I guarantee in those early days, I bet they were saying Dallas probably every return.
Mm-hmm. And I think they will be for a long time here. And I think even in the last few years at Texas Stadium, oh, we're playing the Cowboys? Where do we play them, here or in Dallas?
Yeah.
People didn't say, we play them here or in Irving? It's Dallas.
Yeah.
You're the Dallas Cowboys, and that you're just going to have to get used to it, Arlington, and reap the financial benefits of having the stadium there. You may not get the name credit, but you can reap the benefits of having the stadium there and the Super Bowl there and all of that.
But keep those production phone numbers. I'd keep calling them. I don't blame them for doing that.
Also, a lot of people upset about the party passes and the stadium being at or near capacity on Sunday night. And apparently, there were a lot of people who had not just party passes, but seats. And they were not let into the stadium. They had an actual ticket for an actual seat, but they arrived late. And the fire marshal said, we got too many people in here. And they didn't let those people in. Now, I'd be upset if I were those people. I had an actual seat. And I couldn't get in to watch the game?
Yeah, that would really tick you off. And if it sounds like, though, if you hung around long enough, eventually they would let you in. There was just a while there where they're saying, okay, we can't let anyone else in. And that's when the crowds, especially outside the party decks, got hostile. They started throwing things and started pushing people up against the glass.
Mm.
That gets scary. When you got thousands of people starting to push like that, that's really scary. And that's when they decided to open up, you know, the glass there and let the people in. But I'm thinking if I bought the $29 party pass and I was one of the last ones to get in, I'm thinking I should have stayed at home. What a beating. To stand in a place where you can't see the field and you can't see the screens and you're just wedged in. You really can't even go get a burrow if you want to.
You know, when we went to that 49ers preseason game and we walked around to the end zones and I saw the area where the party pass people would be standing, my first thought was there are going to be about 100 people that have a view of the field, the people that get to stand along the rail.
Right.
And then if you're 6 foot or taller, the second row you might have a view of the field. But the 30 rows behind them are going to have no view and you're just packed in like sardines watching that big screen. And for those who are on the front row, it's first come, first serve. So if you got to go to the bathroom, you lose your spot. Or if you've got to go get a beer, you lose your spot.
Wear a diaper.
Gross. It just seemed like it was going to be a madhouse and a mess and more trouble than it's worth.
I wore one even in the suite.
A diaper?
Yeah.
That's another story.
And I was wearing a bonnet, too.
But it seems like the Cowboys were all about trying to get 105,000 there.
Right.
And they showed on the news last night there were a couple of, I don't know, I guess they had it on their website or something, but it showed a picture of, hey, for $29, you can still see the game, which wasn't really an accurate way of describing the party pass.
You can see it on TV.
Well, yeah, and there's some that even couldn't see the screen from where they were. They couldn't see anything. And so now they're talking about cutting down on the amount of party pass tickets they sell. Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you were there and if you have a story about what it was like to stand in one of those end zones with the party pass, give us a call. We'll try to work in a couple quick calls at 214-787-1310. I found this interesting. According to the article in the Dallas Morning News, the stadium's certificate of occupancy sets the maximum capacity at 112,000. So we've been looking for a capacity figure on this stadium.
How could they possibly put 7,000 more people in there?
I have no idea.
Where are they
going to
go?
Well,
on the rafters?
That's a little misleading. That 112,000 is not seating capacity for spectators. That is the entire facility, including employees that are working up under the stadium.
The concourse area, all that junk where you can put people.
Seating capacity figure is still murky at this point.
Yes, it is still unknown to man.
Not even Cowboy officials can confirm a number for
us. It's like a closely guarded secret.
Hey,
only conspiracy theorists and Freemasons and all that sort of thing.
Maybe
Rich knows. Yeah, right.
As compacted as everyone was in that party section, what was the area of the Death Star known as where they're in that garbage area and they were being...
The trash compactor on the detention level.
Maybe that's what we should call those now, the detention level.
Yeah, that's the detention level.
Wow, it just sounded like a mess. Gordo had all the stories of all the different arrests, public intoxication and all of that, and people getting pressed up against the glass, and it just... That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, people had a few in them, and they were angry because they had to wait so long to get in the stadium. And then they started threatening to riot, basically.
Wow. Let us in, or we'll burn down the Death Star.
And so they, we'll burn down the Death Star. And they had to remove blockades that they had set up, gates and things like this, because people were going to tear them up anyway. So they just said, oh, hell, do whatever you want.
Come on in.
Free-for-all radio. Do as you please.
All right, let's take some calls from some P1s who are out there at the Death Star on Sunday to Gilbert in Fort Worth. Good You're Lord. On the ticket.
Hey, musers, how y'all doing?
Okay.
Hey, give it.
Okay, the area where there's facing Collins, okay, that area right there, you could go in and out all you want. It was the area that faces Six Flags and the ballpark is where they were telling you couldn't come in because they were over capacity because it only has two levels on that side. So that level got filled real quick. It was like they were doing like a sinking ship. You all go to the top level whenever everybody got there. So really, the other end where it faces Collins, that's the place to be. I mean, they should call it an atmosphere ticket because I couldn't see the field, but I was there for George Strait, so I knew how it was. Now, the screens that are on the end, if you're on the top third level, you can't see that screen because of the way it's set up. All you see is what I think it says AT&T or something like that. So really, if they could get that screen to where you could show it to the people on the top level, that'd be an awesome place to watch a game every time.
Mm-hmm. And we got an email from Scott, and he says, my buddy and I were at the game on Sunday, party pass area with our kids. We got there at 6. They had a barricade up. The staff said, fire marshal says too many, not sure if anyone else will be let in. Of course, the crowd behind the barrier went irate at that point.
Oh, no.
Then out of the blue, they opened the middle gate and a stampede started. He said, I was able to lift my kid over the barricade under the open area, but my friend's kid got caught up against the rail. He was okay, but shaken. He said it was an insane scene and completely unnecessary.
Wow, that could have been bad.
Well, what's creepy is that they say that we're going to scale back the number of party passes we sell from 30,000 to 10,000. That's how over capacity they basically are.
20,000 too many people, yeah.
Yeah, three times the amount of people that they probably should have allowed to buy party passes. Well, and it was all because they wanted that record.
Right, they got their record. That's what they wanted. Let's go to Rob in Arlington. You're on the ticket.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was out at the game, and one of the biggest issues was actually... you get some people at work that all want to get together and go out there and have a great time. So they go and buy their tickets online. But the problem was, if you had if you had one party pass, it would say like you could go into one side of the stadium, but the other party pass, if you know another guy bought it at a different time, you couldn't go into that side. You had to go to the one side or the other. There wasn't any kind of indication that at the beginning that would happen. So, you know, we went as friends, but got split up and didn't get to see each other the whole time. So that was kind of a beating as well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you know that you're buying this pass and you're not going to have a great seat. You're going to have to stand, but I just wonder, are they always going to have a market for each week for someone who hadn't tried it yet? Yeah, I've heard some bad things about it, but I'll go ahead and buy it. It's $29. What the heck?
You know, I bet they probably will.
I bet they will, too, and I bet they sell maybe not 30,000, but I bet they sell that number, 10,000 to 12,000 every time.
Yeah, if they scale back...
I think it's worth it if they scale back and you can have a little bit of freedom of movement.
Yeah. And then that means our capacity or our attendance will be about 85,000 each week.
Yeah.
90,000, something like that. That might be a little bit more manageable. All right, 8:30 on Sports Radio 1310.